very delighted.
Yes, yes.
Colson, please.
Yes.
Oh, is this one?
Microphone, hello.
Yeah.
Well, people understand that, you know, when you do something.
They're putting him on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Bob, Chuck.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
Well, I'm overwhelmed by the reaction, which is...
Overwhelmed why?
Well, because I think it's a hell of a lot more positive than I expected.
More positive than you thought?
Yeah. I thought we'd get a lot of weak knees who would say, oh my God, what are we getting ourselves into?
You mean when the people you're pushing for support, you're not having any trouble pushing them?
Not at all. Jesus,
good.
We're getting a very, very enthusiastic reaction.
Is that more than just the right-wing types?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, well, heck yes. I'm reading college presidents. I can't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
And
I saw some of those college presidents, and they're willing to line up. Huh?
Yep. And sending telegrams, you know, several of them qualifying it, saying I'm sending it as an individual. The labor guys are just having orgasms. You know, Jesse Calhoun called me, and he
really
wants to enlist, and that kind of a...
Okay, well, be sure we enlist them now. Get them to start the labor guys. If we the hard hat march is...
He wants to go back into the military, is what he said.
Calhoun wants to enlist in the military.
But there's I think there are these overriding feelings from what I'm getting.
Good.
One, tremendous support. A little feeling of caution. You know, of gee, maybe just a thread in there of a little nervousness. But overwhelming support. The second thing which is coming through is the only option he had.
Yeah.
What else could he have done?
Yeah.
And third, the sincerity. You know, that this man is really just trying so hard. And
so the sincerity still shows through. They don't think he's... It's
no. The sincerity is the strong theme.
Good.
And I think we're going to be fine. We came out of that cabinet meeting beautifully with everybody just roaring to go. And Elliot's agreed to go on TV. We got Rush on in the morning.
Is Rush doing Today tomorrow?
Yes.
Good. Instead of Buchanan.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, because Buchanan would have just not...
Right.
Been up
well, Pat called and volunteered that.
I know. So it was fine. And we got Rush in there instead.
Good.
We've got Roger's briefing tomorrow, which, of course, Haig is worried about.
Yeah, I am, too. And we got to work on that. But that's not till 3.
No, and I can switch that. I mean, I can just let Bill off the hook.
I'm not sure you can. If you can't, we'll decide that in the morning, but that's something we ought to think about. It may be that we ought to
Would you notice how much stronger he got during the cabinet meeting after Elliot spoke and others? He got...
Yeah, but he the problem is he's obsessed with having to explain this isn't a blockade and we aren't really going to hurt anybody and it doesn't really mean anything and all that. And that's exactly 180 degrees wrong.
I agree.
The line here has got to be this is a blockade. We're going to kick the shit out of them. They've had it.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't apologize. We can't back down or back off.
Well, maybe if Moore goes with him.
I'm not sure Moore is any better.
Really?
Well, he gets into all the technicalities of how many decibels it takes to detonate the mines and all that crap. Laird's better, and Rush would be better. Let's watch Rush tomorrow morning on TV. He may be one we want to use. Because Rush believes in this way down to the core.
Well, we can easily, you know, we can juggle it. We've got it set up for 3 and
You got any reading on telegrams at all?
Just the guy who called me from Vermont and said, Jesus Christ, we can't get into the Western Union office.
Okay, well, now it's time to start hitting Western Union. Let's get the president up out of bed and tell him that we're getting calls from all over the country now that his
people
goddamn offices won't take the telegrams and that we're going
to
make a national scandal out of it, that they pulled this before and, you know, just scare the shit out of him.
All right. It is a shame.
And they'll probably have to lose their franchise and we'll have to get some new method of communication.
We're rapidly getting a new method. It's a damn shame, Bob, because a lot of the...
Well, it's the same old story, but now's the time to start busting them on that.
Yeah, well, we will. But
and get that story out.
Our organizers...
And tell the people, to any people that call complaining they can't send telegrams, tell them to call their local paper and TV station and say they can't get through to Western Union.
As a matter of fact, I can get that story played out very
good.
Strong with
well,
that.
That's the one to start moving out, but we ought to now get the head of Western Union. We've waited long enough now.
I'll call him.
That we can put the heat on that.
Yeah, because I have that from Vermont, but I also have it from... Jesse Calhoun said he tried to. That's
I just got Beebe just said a lady that he'd never heard of just called him and said she couldn't get through to Western Union, so she was calling him.
Of course, they can't get in our switchboard either. The only calls I've gotten have been on the direct lines into the office.
Is our board jammed?
Oh, totally.
Is it?
Totally.
Good. Well, be sure Ron knows that.
Yep.
And we put the full load of operators on, so there's no, it's no light.
Well, as of 20 minutes ago, the last call I had, the guy said he'd been trying the switchboard for half an hour and finally found my four-digit number, so he was able to call in direct.
What's your own personal view on it?
My own personal view?
Yeah.
Marvelous. It's just so hard when you're so goddamn close to it. But
yeah.
He's never been any better in delivery.
Yeah. Liked the delivery.
Yeah, I loved it. The rhetoric was very, very good. He didn't overstate or oversell. I think he hit it right on the target. I thought
it right on. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
And very firm. You know.
He suggests you check with Harris and Sindlinger and get a reading from them.
All right.
What they think.
Sindlinger, I've been getting them from all day. I sent you over one.
Yeah, but I mean after tonight.
Right. I'll get both of them.
See what their personal views were.
Yep. Okay.
And then call back over here.
Lovestone. Okay. You'll
be
fine. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Right.